Hi, it's Chris Watkin here with Dean Gill, who is an estate agency trainer, and I would actually say probably knows Dupix better than Dupix. What three top tips have you got for people who use Dupix to get the most out of it?
I think the first one is the attention to applicant qualification.
Okay.
Dupix offers two levels of applicant registration, ironically qualified and unqualified.
Okay.
And I understand the premise of unqualified, but actually, when you look at an unqualified applicant, it really serves no purpose other than ability to contact somebody. But what I think it does is the risk of an unqualified applicant allows that property consultant, negotiator, and we know there are many different terms for that role nowadays. It gives them the opportunity to be lazy in their registration and reactive.
What do you think bosses should do then? Just see if negs are putting it through as a qualified or unqualified.
I think when you look at Dupix, the front end dashboard has what they call a newsreel, which is a bit like a ticker tape, a feed of activity going on. If they're an office-based manager, and they're just seeing activity, it happens, click on it just to look at the quality of the registration. If they were putting no information in boxes, just getting information in boxes is a good first step.
Good stuff.
And then moving the development of the individual there in terms of the questioning.
Good stuff. What's the second top tip for people who use Dupix?
I think for me, the second top tip is when it comes to viewings. When you look at the system, and I always adopted a view that if it hadn't happened on Dupix, it hadn't happened. And I come from it in terms of viewings. When I go on my travels, the number of viewings where we're not just telling the system, we've communicated this back to our clients, be it landlords or sellers. Now, that might sound quite trivial when you think about it, but actually, there are some landlords that don't want to know, and I get that. But there are a lot of landlords that do, and in a tougher, a potentially tougher market on the horizon, and we can talk fee bands and all this till the cows come home. The fact is, we've got to be doing all of these little things that demonstrate to the landlord that we've got their best interests at
So the
heart.
second top tip is put notes on the system with your viewings and make sure that you go back. Sounds pretty basic stuff, mate.
It does. But this isn't a rocket science industry, Chris.
No, it's not.
It's not, and this is the problem. When I go back to 20 plus years ago in an office, and it was you may well remember this as well. You had a viewings book, and you put it in, and there
Hot
was some hot
boxes.
boxes and paper, and we were killing forests like they were going out of fashion.
If you're below 35, ask your boss what a hot box was.
Or or your boss's old boss, depending on how old your boss is.
Or your area manager.
yeah,
Go
this
on.
is it, yeah, or your granddad.
Those were the days.
But those are the list. But because it's a tick box exercise, I think sometimes when you and when you look at Dupix, and this then leads it on to tip number three, really, is the numbers. Sometimes we see the numbers build on the system. The numbers get a bit out of control because the phone's ringing a lot more and the leads are coming in. And as we know in this industry, sometimes prioritizing our workload, it goes like a roller coaster rather than, and I know it's easy for me to say it, but rather than the average of trying to manage that. And we just try to just clear this stuff out without actually recognizing there's one thing for me to clear the numbers down, but actually, am I clearing the numbers down at the detriment of communicating with my client? And a lot of it all comes back down to that.
Again, back to basics.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, I think for too long as an industry, and this is me just speaking as I find and consider and as I've gone around the country and so forth, is it's not a rocket science industry.
No,
It's
no.
people.
Maybe we've done a series of Dupix videos, and again, you don't work for Dupix and
No.
they're not paying a penny for these. We could talk about the three biggest mistakes that estate agents use using Dupix.
Love to.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dina.
Cheers, Chris.